Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Well, if you've been following the political news the last few days, you've probably seen stories about how blaming China for the virus is seen as a winning strategy for Republicans heading into the November election. While President Trump initially praised China's response and its transparency, he has changed his tune and has called the coronavirus the Chinese virus and the Wuhan virus. The side effect of placing blame on China is that there has been a surge in hate acts against Asians and Asian Americans. The Asian Pacific Policy and Planning Council and its partners have documented more than 1,500 cases of anti-Asian hate acts since mid-March. Dr. Chen Fu is a hospitalist at NYU Langone Medical Center. He says he's been a victim of xenophobia and racism himself. Doctor, welcome. Thank you so much for joining us.
Well, thank you for having me, Jeremy.
Well, first of all, what are things like right now for you?
So right now, things are a little bit better. The COVID wards have died down a touch. All across the city, we're sort of reconverting some of our COVID wards over to their original intents and purposes. Granted, patients are still coming in and patients are still sick, but for the most part, we've seen a light at the end of the tunnel. We're starting to be hopeful.
Do you have all the supplies you need? Because that's obviously been a big problem for doctors, not just in New York, but around the country throughout this crisis.
Initially, it was a little bit difficult, I must admit. Initially, it was quite the challenge. But our communities have rallied together incredibly. People from across the country have been sending us protective equipment of all sorts and kinds. I know initially in certain parts of the city, people were rationed to one mask a week. And some nurses even took to wearing trash bags as gowns to enter patient rooms. But currently, we at NYU, at least, are doing all right.
What has been the hardest thing for you personally about this entire situation?
The hardest thing personally has probably been the sense of powerlessness around this entire situation. A big part of my job is taking care of patients in the final moments of their lives. One of these experiences that I'll never forget is listening to patients as they had their final conversations with their loved ones over the phone, just because visitation abilities were limited due to the infectious risk. And a lot of the time they just sort of lay there and struggle to breathe while their family recounted memories of happiness. And oftentimes they just sit there repeating over and over again, I love you and I care for you. Just the knowledge of this disease entity as a whole has made it difficult talking with patients. In normal times before coronavirus, I felt that knowledge was a big comfort when it was brought to patients. But in these times, it just accentuates this feeling of powerlessness. Not too long ago, I had a pregnant patient come up. I still remember the first time I went to go see her. She was sitting there in her bed, clearly terrified, clutching her belly. And I just reviewed all of her labs, her imaging, her data, all of which pointed towards a progressive disease course. And the first thing she asked me was, am I going to be okay? And I really didn't know how to respond. That powerlessness is not something I'm used to feeling.
On top of what you're going through in terms of just caring for patients and having to have conversations like that, you've also written about what it's like to be an Asian American doctor right now during this crisis, especially when some people have blamed China for this disease.
Yes, it's been an interesting dichotomy. It's pretty challenging being in this situation where you have this conflicting responsibility and fear over how you're going to be perceived as you walk around the streets and as you go about your day to day. I was walking through the subway a couple weeks ago, and a gentleman came up to me and just started yelling racial slurs most of them directed towards my Chinese ethnicity. But beyond that, I've been hearing stories from all over, my mom included. My mother had her car broken into. Nothing was taken, but my mom does tend to hang little Chinese knickknacks in her windshield. And when she brought this incident up to her friends all sort of echoed the same, very similar experiences. One of her friends had her car completely keyed all over. And it seems to be something that's increasingly pervasive in society these days.
Has it made it any harder for you to do your job?
I personally don't try to let it affect me too much at work. Granted, it is something that's in the back of my mind as I go about, but the overall goodness of people has been overwhelming. The overall kindness and humility and grace that I see overwhelms that sensation of any fear that I might have.
What would be your message to our listeners, some of whom may be surprised to hear that there's this kind of thing going on in the middle of a crisis, especially hearing it from a doctor who is trying to help people get through the terrible effects of coronavirus? What would be your message to our listeners about how to combat this kind of thing?
I think my overall message would actually probably be a quote from Fred Rogers, who once said that in the midst of crisis, you should look towards the helpers. From restaurant workers who, even though their businesses are hurting, provide free food and coffee to us daily, to the many physicians and nurses, people like that really give me strength.
That is Dr. Chen Fu, who is a hospitalist at NYU Langone Medical Center. Dr. Fu, thank you so much for joining us, and thank you for what you're doing. And I'm so sorry that you've had to deal with this kind of xenophobia during this crisis.
Thank you so much, Jeremy. I appreciate it.